From North State Public Radio, I'm Serena Grossi with your headlines for Wednesday, February 5th. Last night, Chico's leaders debated a possible ban on camping in some parts of the city. That's due to concerns about warming and cooking fires in homeless encampments. NSPR's Eric Adams reports.
The discussion focused mostly on places like Tykert Ponds, Lindo Channel, and Bidwell Park. 16 residents in total came to the meeting for public comment. Most were in favor. Resident Leanne Powell said she had to call 911 after seeing a small fire near Lindo Channel and urged the council to move forward with the emergency ordinance.
It just takes a few minutes of a fire to start, and then boom, we're going to be the Palisades. We're going to be paradise all over again, and we don't need it.
Chico Fire Chief Steve Standridge showed his support for the action, too.
I am in favor of anything that will help us reduce the risk of wildfires, and there are certainly areas within the heart of the city that are much more receptive to that kind of activity.
Standridge said the numbers of fires started by unhoused residents has risen significantly over the last 4 or 5 years. He estimated there were about 40 calls to the fire department to extinguish these types of fires last year. Some speakers also urged councilors to think about building a managed campground for unhoused residents or providing other resources, saying the underlying issue of homelessness needs to be addressed. Due to winter weather, the emergency ordinance could not be passed at this time. Instead, the council agreed to follow existing laws surrounding enforcement of fires in the city's riparian areas. Staff will now work with the city attorney to put a plan into use. In Chico, I'm Eric Adams.
In other news, Pacific Gas and Electric Company crews are in place to respond to storm-related power outages. At a briefing in Chico Tuesday, Regional Vice President Joe Wilson said crews and additional equipment have been staged in several locations. Those include Redding, Red Bluff, Burney, and Butte County. In addition to possible flooding and wind, snow could cause some big problems.
Expect to see some low snow at the 3,000 to 4,000 foot range in Plumas, Butte, Tehama, and Shasta counties. When there is a fair amount of low snow, you can see significant outages when trees start dropping limbs. This is a pretty wet storm, so the snow will be nice and heavy.
Wilson said crews can be brought in from the Sacramento area or from as far south as Bakersfield. The last of three atmospheric rivers is forecast to move through the region Thursday and Friday. That could deliver an additional 1 to 5 feet of snow to the Sierra. And as diversity, equity, and inclusion programs are being closed across the country, Chico State will host the annual Northern California Neurodiversity and Disability Symposium this week. The event will feature the latest research, information, and advice for supporting those with mental illnesses and disabilities. Organizers hope the timing for the symposium fosters inclusivity and provides resources for anyone in need. The event is Friday in Bell Memorial Union. Chico State students and faculty can attend the day-long event for free. General admission is $5. And finally, Juan Moreno was still awaiting trial when officers found him dead in his cell on January 23rd. He's the fifth person to die in the Shasta County Jail since 2023, and what exactly caused his death isn't clear yet. The Shasta County Sheriff and Redding Police Departments have begun an internal investigation. NSPR's Ken Duvall spoke with Nevin Colapoli, a reporter with the Shasta Scout, to learn more about the details and investigation into his death.
If history is any kind of precedent, whatever is revealed through the autopsy could take years. I'm not sure about the exact investigation, but I can say that autopsies do take a really long time and they don't happen in a timely manner. And often autopsies get disputed by the family. Like, the coroner might say one thing, but the family might dispute it and want a second opinion. John Adina died in custody in 2019. More than a year later, his family received the autopsy report, which said that his death was undetermined. And then after that, they challenged it because there was evidence from bruises on his body that he had been beaten to death. These investigations are often really sluggish and they can be inconclusive. And so we'll just have to wait and see with Moreno, how this kind of shakes out.
So this is something in your story that really caught my attention. The number of deaths that have occurred in the Shasta County Jail over long-term and short-term. Could you talk about that?
According to Open Justice, 40 people have died while in custody of Shasta County's carceral system, and 35 of those 40, like Moreno, died while they were still presumed innocent under California law. So Moreno had not been charged with the crime yet. He was awaiting trial. And so I think this is like a really important detail that I think a lot of people find troubling. The vast majority of people who have died while in custody of Shasta County's jail are not serving a sentence. They're awaiting trial.
Shasta County is not a particularly populous county. I mean, it is in the North State, but that sounds like a high number. Do you have any sense of whether or not that's true and, you know, how it might compare?
There has been past reporting through the Record Searchlight in 2020 that conducted an investigation, and they found that in Shasta County, there is a higher number of in-custody deaths in comparison to other counties of a similar size.
Is there anything in particular about the five people that you referenced who have died since 2023? Anything in particular about the five people? Any commonality?
Four of the five were people of color. And the jail population in Shasta County, from our research, is around 80% white since 2023, the people who have died. These deaths have been disproportionately people of color. But when you actually go back to the data, going back to 2006, the number of in-custody deaths is about 75% white versus 25% people of color. So it is like an interesting departure even from looking at historical data. Why are 4 out of 5 people who have died in the last 2 years or so people of color? I mean, this is like, we obviously can't make any kind of conclusion about this. It's a very small subset of people, 5 people. It could just be coincidental. But it is something that we want to be paying attention to.
Is there anything else you think people should know?
I was surprised to learn that of the 40 people who have died in custody of the jail, a huge number of them are suicides. In Shasta County, there are a lot of suicides.
That was Shasta Scout's Nevin Colapoli speaking with NSPR's Ken Duvall. NSPR reached out to the Shasta County Sheriff's Office for comment on what is being done to reduce inmate deaths, but did not receive a response by deadline. Colapoli's reporting on deaths in the Shasta County Jail can be found on ShastaScout.org. And those were your headlines for Wednesday, February 5th. Our theme song is Burrow and courtesy of Blue Dot Sessions. For more local and state news, visit our website, mynspr.org. For NSPR News, I'm Serena Grossi.